Well, I'm joined here in studio by former President Mary Robinson, former UN, of course, High Commissioner for Human Rights and Chair of the Elders. A very good afternoon to you, Mary Robinson, and welcome to the News at One.
Thank you for that.
Now, you, along with Ban Ki-moon, the former UN General Secretary, visited Israel and Palestine in the course of the summer in your role as Chair of the Elders. And at the time you issued this warning, having looked at the situation there and seen the increasing levels of violence even at that stage, you said that all parties, including the international community, must act urgently to avert a calamitous descent into uncontrollable violence. Is what you feared then what's happening now?
I must say both Ban Ki-moon and myself were very shocked when we were there from the 20th to the 22nd of June by how much things had deteriorated, particularly for the Palestinians. But we were also very worried about Israel, because there's a very right-wing government which was talking about Jewish supremacy and potentially annexing the whole of the West Bank. And we saw more settlements, more violence against Palestinians. The word apartheid came up in many discussions from Israeli human rights organizations, from former ambassadors of Israel, and even former military to us on our visit, on the West Bank and in Gaza, Israel was committing the crime of apartheid. And I remember saying after the visit, and I said it recently at a meeting of foreign ministers in New York, foreign ministers from the region, which was convened at the time of the UN General Assembly. I remember saying, I have never been more worried about Israel. I'm not quite sure what premonition it was, but I could feel the tension. I could feel that the status quo was intolerable. And we cannot go back to the status quo. But could I just begin from a human point of view? I have listened to the mother of Kim Dante wondering about her daughter. She's now found that her daughter, aged 22, died at a party. You know, these are very serious war crimes. They are not justified by what has been happening to the Palestinian people under occupation. Irish people are very aware of that. Mm. It does not justify the horrific killings and the kidnappings, which are war crimes. And we must be very, very clear on that. We must not be ambivalent. There is no question. We have to treat them separately. Mm. These are war crimes, and I want to talk about accountability later.
We'll come back to that. But we've seen widespread condemnation of Hamas for what it carried out on Saturday. The government here, governments around the world, but we're also seeing the United States, for example, standing four square behind Israel now in its response to Hamas. Antony Blinken, the U.S. Secretary of State, is in Israel today, is in the region. What about the role of the international community in trying to de-escalate this?
Well, I was very glad to hear President Biden refer, I think it was yesterday, to the importance in a talk with Prime Minister Netanyahu that Israel must comply with the rules of war. There are rules of war, international humanitarian law, international human rights law. And already, sadly, Israel is in serious breach of its obligations. It is carrying out a massive indiscriminate bombing of Gaza. So civilians are suffering. 1,200 have been killed already in the last few days, and I don't know how many injured. And on top of that, there is the siege blocking food and fuel and electricity and water. That is a war crime.
Even if they say that the point of that is to recover those who've been taken hostage,
there's no question. They're not. You can't compare. This is collective punishment against a whole population, many of whom don't support or don't like Hamas. Mm-hmm. It's completely has to be dealt with on its own. Cannot be in some way a bargaining chip or something. We also need much more protection of civilians. You know, we should be talking about, at least if the bombardment continues, safe havens. If the ground troops go in, safe havens for civilians. And also, we must have humanitarian aid go in. And I'm very glad that the EU has spoken very clearly about this and spoken about continuing to support UNRWA and humanitarian assistance for the Palestinian.
And is there a role for a small country like Ireland in trying to pursue some of this? Is there something that Ireland can do to try to address these issues and to protect the innocents who are in the firing line?
I'm aware that Ireland has been already a very good voice in acknowledging the suffering of occupation, the continual problems for the Palestinians over decades, over 17 years of a blockade now on Gaza, and the continuing settlements in the Middle East, which are making the two-state solution virtually impossible now. I think we all need to think about accountability. There is a UN permanent commission on the occupied territories, Israel, which issues reports from time to time. It has just announced it is examining the war crimes on both sides in relation to what happened since the 7th of October, since last Saturday. The ICC, the International Criminal Court, has jurisdiction. And yesterday, the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, Imran Khan, acknowledged that he has jurisdiction over what is happening now, over the war crimes by Hamas, over the war crimes by Israel in not being proportionate, in not having safe havens, in having collective punishment, and above all else, in a siege that's cutting off water and food to an undernourished population of the 2 million. A million are children. I mean, it's inconceivable. And what I want, the point I want to get across, and Ireland may be able to play a role here, unfortunately, because Israel doesn't want to be accountable, the United States has not supported the International Criminal Court in relation to Israel. It does in relation to Ukraine, but not Israel. And Western countries have been, to say the least, ambivalent and have not supported. Now is the time to support accountability. There's also an advisory opinion of the International Court of Justice, which would be looking at the legality of the whole occupation. So these are steps that can help us. We can't go back to the status quo. You know, both Ban Ki-moon and myself saw it was just boiling point. We have to move forward. Now is probably not the time. We've got to try and contain the present calamitous situation. But Ireland, I think, by talking more about accountability, could help.
Mary Robinson, thanks for talking to us here on the News at One.